Good evening. I am Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this 8th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 13 year C. Our readings today from the book of the prophet Hosea, chapter 11, verses 1 to 11, Psalm 107, Paul's epistle to the Colossians, chapter 3, verses 1 to 11, and the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verses 13 to 21. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We need not fear, because His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love, for His Spirit is with us. We are immersed in peace, for His Spirit is with us. And so we rejoice in hope, for His Spirit is with us. And we travel in faith, because His Spirit is with us. Our loving Heavenly Father, we come because we must. We come because we ought to. We come because we need to. We come because we long to. We come because in you we have a joy and gladness we have never known before. We come because you are the Lord. Amen. Lord, you are everywhere, and you know everything. There is nothing you do not know, and there is nothing you do not understand. There is no place we can hide from your searching gaze. You know our thoughts and our dreams, our hopes and our fears. We can fool everyone else, even ourselves, but we cannot fool you. You are sovereign, you are the Lord, and there is none other. We come to worship you for your greatness, but we have come to praise you that that greatness is clothed in loving kindness. We pray that as we hear your word, we will hear those words we need to hear. By your Holy Spirit, enable us to respond. Amen. We have the hymn, The Right Hand of God, CPWI 239. Today we pray the collect for Proper 13, followed by the collect for Emancipation Day, then the collect for the Feast of Saint Ignatius of Loyola, priest, monastic, and the founder of the Society of Jesus, the Jesuits, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Let your continual mercy, O Lord, cleanse and defend your church. And because it cannot continue in safety without your help, protect and govern it always by your goodness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Liberating God, whose service is perfect freedom, who delivered your people Israel from slavery in Egypt, we thank you for delivering the peoples of these islands out of enslavement into freedom. We pray that by your help, we will preserve our freedom, respect and defend the freedom of others, through him by whom we are made free, your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Almighty God, from whom all good things come, you called Ignatius of Loyola to the service of your divine majesty and to find you in all things. Inspired by his example and strengthened by his companionship, may we labor without counting the cost and seek no reward other than knowing that we do your will. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled Transformed by Christ. Transformed by Christ. St. Paul, in his letter to the Colossians, reminds the people of his day and us that a relationship with Christ should transform an individual. Paul says that Christ rescues us from the power of darkness and transfers us into his kingdom. Colossians chapter 1, verse 14. In our epistle today, taken from Colossians 3, 1-11, Paul reminds them and us that they have been buried with Christ in baptism and raised with Christ in faith. When we are baptized in Christ, we are baptized into his death and resurrection. Just as Jesus was transformed at the resurrection, so too all who are baptized in Christ will be transformed. Paul reminds the Colossians that even though they are still in the earthly realm, they have the privilege to participate in a new order of reality. They have an opportunity to participate in things heavenly. A relationship with Christ means that they should set their minds on heavenly things. Paul cautions So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 13. Paul promises that when Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Verse 4. Paul is certain that a transformation will take place as we grow in our relationship with Jesus, in spite of the circumstances around us. There will be a transformation as we have a relationship with God in Christ at our baptism. As we are raised with Christ, we are transformed, and more accurately, we have a greater potential for transformation. We have the opportunity to focus our minds on heavenly things, for our lives have their origin in heaven. In order to prepare ourselves to participate in the heavenly realm, we must put to death whatever in you is earthly. Put away the things of the world, the flesh, and the devil, all of which will separate us from the loving, caring God who invites us to call God Father, as Jesus calls him Father. What are these earthly things that we must set aside if we are to be transformed in Christ? Paul provides a sample. He writes, fornication, impurity, passion, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Colossians 3, verse 5. Unless we put away all these things, we will continue to follow the world rather than follow Jesus. As a result, we will never experience the glory that is Christ Jesus. Not only that, but we will be subject to the word of God, a word that could invoke God's wrath on us. In our transformation through Christ, we will put away things like anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive language. We will not lie to one another. Verse 8. Since nature abhors a vacuum, Paul invites us to clothe ourselves with the new self. A new self that reflects our new right relationship with God. We will strive to be holy as our Heavenly Father is holy. We will be beloved as Christ is beloved of the Father. We will therefore clothe ourselves with this new self. We will acknowledge a sense of equality that goes against the world's best desires. Social and political barriers will be removed, and in that renewal, there is no longer Greek and Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, slave or free, male or female. All will be in Christ. Verse 11. All will be and see others as chosen ones, holy and beloved. We will be clothed with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Verse 12. In Christ, we will be able to bear with one another, forgive each other as the Lord forgives us. In Christ, we will be clothed with love, and the peace of Christ will rule our hearts. In our transformation in Christ, the word of Christ will dwell in our hearts in abundance. We will recognize the source of our transformation, and with gratitude in our hearts, we will sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs in praise to God as we acknowledge from whom the transformation comes. We will then, in word or action, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, the Savior of the world, and we will be able to give thanks to God the Father through Christ. Indeed, we will be new creatures. As we are baptized in Christ, as we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit who is able to transform us if only we are willing. The prophet Isaiah gives us the vision of the potter and the clay. God is the master potter. We are the clay. God, through the Holy Spirit, is able to remove all impurities from us. God is able to make us malleable, to form us by the Holy Spirit into chosen vessels for God. That is God's desire. We can resist. We can choose to follow the way of the world, the flesh, and the devil. If we do that, we will never realize our full potential. We will never fulfill the purpose, God's purpose, for which we were born. Let us therefore yield to the Holy Spirit. Let us put ourselves in the hands of the Master Potter and let God transform us as God wills. Our focus then will not be on storing up for ourselves treasures on earth, as Jesus reminds us in our Gospel from Luke chapter 12, verses 13 to 21. Transformed by the Holy Spirit, we will be rich towards God, acknowledging always God's presence, God's love, and God's blessings, and storing up for ourselves treasures in heaven. Brothers and sisters, the choice is ours. We can be the old human worldly model, which over the centuries have ended up outside of God's loving embrace and at enmity with each other. Or we can allow the transforming power of the Holy Spirit to change us as we seek to follow Christ and live the life in Christ and for Christ, thus receiving God's gift of fullness of life and eternal life in the hereafter. May God, through the Holy Spirit, lead us to make the right choice. Let us allow ourselves to be transformed by Christ. Amen. Let us pray. God, our joy and strength, we will sing of your glory. Generous God, your love sets us free and fills us with your grace. Set our hearts at peace, that we may trust in your rich bounty. Give us patient and pure hearts, O God. God, our joy and strength, we will sing of your glory. Generous God, we pray for all troubled by their economic state, for farmers anxious about their crops, for traders anxious about market fluctuations, for those who feel shut down from access to wealth and sufficient for the day. In all things, teach us to celebrate the gifts of your abundant love. God, our joy and strength, we will sing of your glory. Generous God, you unite us in a commonwealth. We pray for our community. Bind us together and expand our charity to reach other people. God, our joy and strength, we will sing of your glory. Generous God, your compassion extends throughout creation. Hear our prayer for all who are in any kind of need. Sustain them in their troubles and restore in them hope in you. God, our joy and strength, we will sing of your glory. Generous God, you are the source and goal of all life. We lay before you in love all who have died. At the final judgment, draw us all to the treasury in heaven. God, our joy and strength, we will sing of your glory. Amen. And we pray for the Lambeth Conference. O good and gracious God, we come with joyful hearts of expectation, offering prayers to you for unity, strength, and great success at the Lambeth Conference. As bishops of your church gather to seek your direction, to share with each other, and to carry out your will, we pray, dear Lord, that you continue to fill them with the spirit of love, and that it is manifested in the transformed lives of these shepherds and the flock to whom they minister. And then, Lord, it is our plea that the transformed children of your kingdom would, through missionary zeal, seek to transform others by your love flowing through us. These mercies we ask in the name of the one who loved us to death, Jesus the Christ. Amen. And as our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. And we have the hymns, Songs of Fellowship 58, Change My Heart, O God.
Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you. You are the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me, this is what I pray.
Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. O Lord, in a world where many are lonely, we thank you for friendships. In a world where many are captive, we thank you for our freedom. In a world where many are hungry, we thank you for your provision. We pray that you will enlarge our sympathy, deepen our compassion, and always give us grateful hearts. In Christ's name, Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and always. Amen. Please be reminded that we are still in the midst of the COVID pandemic. Although many of the restrictions have been lifted, we remind you to continue to wear your mask. Make sure it's covering your nose and mouth, especially when you are in a crowded place. Wash your hands for at least 20 seconds with soap and water, and watch your distance. Please be safe. And we leave you with hymn CPWI 433, the battle hymn of the Republic, played by the Tropical Angel Hearts.